and welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulk. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And joining us on the line is the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulk. Mickey, I trust you've been well?
I have been well. I'm back in Albuquerque for the late summer and fall here. I spent a wonderful month in Vancouver.
Okay, good stuff. I myself just got back from a couple of days of relaxation in Ontario cottage country, a bit of fishing, not much luck. But I'll tell you, Mickey, the weather up here has been as hot as the Blue Jays baseball team, well above seasonal temperatures. You would melt in the humidity up here. We're talking 40 degrees Celsius.
Well, you should try St. Louis in the summer.
Yeah, I'm sure it's... Yeah, St. Louis to Toronto. I'll take Toronto over St. Louis in the summer for sure. For this show, Mickey, we wanted to take stock of where we've been. You know, this radio program, hard to believe, Mercenary Musings Radio, been on the air now for about 5.5 years. We covered a lot of ground since then, Mickey, over that time period. When you look back at what the shows that we've done, the market cycles that we've been through, what really stands out in your mind?
Well, there's lots of things that stand out. We'll try to be brief here, but let's just give the listeners an idea of how this came about. For a couple of years, I was casting about in the business with the idea I wanted to do a biweekly commodity show. And I went to Kitco and got them on board, and then it became a matter of finding the right radio voice. And, Rob, you do have a radio voice, so we met through another industry, junior industry podcast, and and we made a deal, and like you say, five and a half years into it now.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And I went back, Mickey, over the past 5.5 years and listened to select portions of select programs that we've done. And I think the best way for a listener to really get a handle of the time period and the market forces that we've been through is to listen to the shows that we did from the Prospectors and Developers Association convention here in Toronto. Whenever you're in town for PDAC, we always got together at our favorite watering hole in Toronto. And when you listen back to those programs, it's quite interesting. You can almost track the movement of the metals prices in terms of the enthusiasm that you encountered at the convention. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Well, thanks for doing your homework there. I hadn't thought of that, but that's a brilliant idea. I should probably go back and do that myself. When we started our show in January of 2010, we were a little bit more than 1 year into a four-year bull market for commodities. And that really started to crumble in late 2013, although the Venture Index, the Toronto Venture Exchange, its high was in March of 2011. But one thing about this bear market for commodities, it really started when gold took a major correction in Q4 of 2013, and then all commodities started crashing, and in, by late 2014, we were into a big bear market, and it continues unabated now. And it's been across the board: oil and gas, iron, copper, PGMs, coal, industrial metals, specialty metals, everything except uranium, although its bear market started with Fukushima in March 2011.
Yeah. In reviewing the programs in 2010, we called the PDAC boisterous. 2011, juniors were all cashed up, you said. They had boatloads of money to spend. We're pushing 30,000 people in attendance by 2012. And then 2013, Mickey, as you mentioned, the stocks were just getting absolutely slaughtered. One thing, though, that stood out for me was the constant position you had and you've continued to have over the past 5 years or so of doing this program. And your position is that fear, panic, and volatility in the market brings with it opportunity, but you've got to do your homework. Due diligence is key.
Well, it's always been that way. And we should, thanks for bringing that up too, we should always emphasize that when you're trading, not only in commodities, but in the resource stocks, and it applies to any speculation or even investment you do, you should trade without emotion. Keep your wits about you. Don't get caught up in the psychology of the herd, like too many retail investors do.
Mm-hmm.
And think about what you're doing. And if you buy something and the reasons that you bought it changed, then it's probably time to trade it. You know, the commodities market, this bull market that arguably started in 2003 with a brief hiatus during the global financial crisis from, let's say, Q3, Q4 of 2008, it was pretty much over for the resource sector by Q2 of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
But this commodities boom was largely driven by China. And what we have right now is lots of volatility, at least on a daily basis in the markets across the board. But we have to remember that China is still growing at about 7% GDP year over year. Now, mm-hmm. that's if you trust their numbers, and that's probably can be quibbled about, but so can numbers from any government. but it really is about fear and panic in the markets and the fear that China is going to quit growing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's going to happen. You know, 7% is still a remarkable GDP year
right.
over year. China is going to transition now from an export to a domestic consumption economy. U.S. growth and the quantitative easing or the race to devalue currencies continues worldwide. U.S. growth remains tepid, but we still are increasing our demands for metals. And, you know, it looks to me like it's more about how long it will last, supply destruction, because demand really remains strong for critical metals and,
mm-hmm.
and oil and gas. We still have very strong growing demand overall.
Mm-hmm.
Copper, 3% growth, uranium growing. So, you know, the big question is how long will it last? And I can't really answer that.
Yeah. Has your opinion of any of the metals changed over the past 5.5 years, Mickey? I'm thinking back to, I think it was maybe the second or third show we did way back in early 2010. And in reviewing that program, a comment that really stood out for me was your view on gold. You said that gold has failed miserably as an investment. It's really not an investment, you said, but more of a safe haven insurance policy. Does that remain your view of bullion today?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the view that any logical person with assets would have to take, because gold is money. You know, it's not an investment. It's not a speculation. It still remains my insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
I own enough gold that I don't think I will ever have financial distress in my life, because you know, no matter what happens in the economy, I can always go and sell my gold for the currency that is currently in effect and convert that into something that I need or want.
We touched on China, Mickey, and, you know, you believe that 7% is still pretty good, even if the GDP growth is less than that for China. Whenever we talk China, of course, we're talking demand for metals and commodities. This market right now getting racked on fears that Chinese growth is slowing, and that has certainly taken a big whack out of commodity prices. Where do you think the market goes from here?
Well, I think the real question is how long will this bear market for commodities last? And that's very difficult to know, but I do think I know what some of the catalysts may be to turn it around. The cure for low prices is low prices. So we are going to have supply disruption, and bordering on disruption in many, many commodities over the near to midterm.
Mm-hmm.
As I alluded to before, demand growth remains strong, especially for things such as copper and uranium. In times of economic duress, which arguably we are bordering on that, teetering on the totter, if you will, right now, gold and the other precious metals will always be safe havens, especially gold, and insurance policy. So economic duress, that's positive for the precious metals. And what we're seeing now is smart money and this is contrarian money, and as you well know and the listeners know, I'm very much a contrarian. The smart money is starting to position itself. We are increasingly seeing bullish midterm forecasts for commodities, especially what we're going to see is we're going to see private hedge funds, when they start moving big into commodities again, that's going to be a sign that it's over because of this contrarian idea. And finally, I want to bring up the fact that, or the point, let's say, that India is the sleeping giant, and in my opinion, India is the next China. We still have the majority of Indians living in rural villages with no running water and no electricity. That means we're going to have very strong demand for copper, and that never lets up since 1900, 3.5 to 4% a year. So let's look for India to be the next China.
Okay, along the way, we've dug pretty deep into the periodic table. We've did a whole host of interviews on the periodic table. One that really stands out for me, and boy, oh boy, I know you're going to remember the title for this one, Breaking Bad with Bromine. Breaking Bad, of course, one of the best, I knew that'd get a chuckle out of you, one of the best TV shows ever made, filmed right in your backyard in Albuquerque. There are some stragglers, though, on the periodic table that we didn't get to, and we're going to.
Well, that's true, and you know, before we did this interview, I went back and looked through our exhaustive list, and we're, geez, I don't know, we're probably at somewhere close to, what, 150 shows now, 140 shows, and I looked, and of the, what, 107, 108 elements on a periodic table, some of those, of course, man-made. We've only neglected about 12 of them, as far as I can figure out.
Right.
But there's some pretty important ones there. I realize that we've never talked about iron. We've never talked about aluminum. We've never talked about phosphorus, sulfur, the noble gases, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to go in and finish those up. And the other thing I did is I looked at the metals that we talked about most. And, of course, copper leads. I remain a long-term bull for copper. Copper, gold. We did 10 shows on copper, 8 on gold. We did 8 shows on carbon, arguably the most important element, certainly for life on this planet. Oil and gas, 3 each there. Graphite, 3. We really hit the REEs, the rare earths, hard. And that's one thing that's changed, my bullish view of rare earth elements. We did 5 shows on that. So so we've covered some of these subjects a lot, and we will continue to cover those elements.
And along the way, Mickey, we've come up with, I think, some pretty creative titles, a lot of alliterations here. Hi-Ho Helium is my favorite one. We called it Hi-Ho Helium, Up, Up, and Away. And, of course, sometimes simple is best. There was another one, Magnesium Mojo. Do you have any favorites?
Well, now that you mention it, I think that Hi-Ho Helium is probably one of them. But as listeners know, I love alliteration. We try to throw that in wherever we can. And you've kind of inspired me here. It's probably time to revisit Silver Market again. And you said Hi-Ho, and I immediately thought silver because I was a big fan of the Lone Ranger when I was a kid, so maybe we'll come up with another show on silver called Hi-Ho Silver.
Okay, well, let's wrap it
away.
Okay, let's wrap it up on that note, Mickey. We'll get together in a couple of weeks. Thanks very much for this.
I look forward to it, Rob. Thank you.
That's Mickey Folt, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. And you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.